The Song of Solomon, chapter 6. It's after the book of Proverbs, before the book of Isaiah. Song of Solomon, chapter 6. Give heed to the word of God. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. Amen. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our Lord is forever. Congregation, on this Lord's day, we will be coming to the King's table to eat his bread and drink his wine. He has invited his people to come and feast. And as we do, we consider first and foremost his man of heaven, his word preached and proclaimed. We consider here the Song of Solomon, chapter 6. And as we have read these first three verses, it's important to point out some of the people that are interacting here. Because there are two voices that I just read. You have in verse 1, the friends of the bride. In verses 2 and 3, you have the bride. And the bride is speaking of her husband. So there's three main characters in this song. The bride, the husband, and the bride's friends. And I don't want to get too much into the background of the Song of Solomon at this moment. But let it be sufficient to say that this song is about Jesus Christ and his church. In the first verse here, the bride's friends are speaking. And they're asking the bride, where is your beloved? Where is your husband? Where did he go? Why are you not with him? Brothers and sisters, look at how the bride's friends describe the bride as we consider this first verse and before we consider the response. The bride here is described as the fairest among women. The fairest among women. They ask her where her beloved has gone. Which, of course, implies that he had left. He was not there at her side. Do you see this concern that they have for the bride? They're asking her, where is your beloved? Where is your husband? Brothers and sisters, the bride here is the most beautiful bride. The most beautiful among all women. Again, as I said earlier, the bride here is the church. The church. She is you and I. We are the bride of Christ. How is it that she is the most beautiful then? Seeing that we're sinners. How is it that she is the fairest among women? It is because of the beauty of sanctification. You see, the Spirit sanctifies us, cleanses us, clothes us with Christ's righteousness. We are made pure and clean by the blood of our beloved and by the work of the Holy Spirit who creates within us a new heart, a clean heart. Christ sees His bride as a pure bride, holy, virtuous, true, and faithful. Faithful to Him alone. Does this describe you this morning? Faithful to Him alone. Holy to Him alone. See how the friends here of the bride desire to even help her find her husband. Brothers and sisters, the beauty of the church should be such that others would desire to see Christ because of our testimony and our faithfulness to Him alone. Do your friends and family see your love to Christ in such a way that they would seek Christ to understand His glory that has so enamored you of Him? Would your friends seek your beloved because they see how much you love Him? Or is your love to Christ veiled from your friends? Because you would be ashamed to express such love openly regarding your Savior. Fear rejection because of your conduct before your friends that will bring reproach rather than a desire to seek your beloved. Brothers and sisters, is Christ your beloved? If so, why would you hold your tongue from speaking love towards Him and of describing the perfections of your beloved to others? What may have caused you to run from your beloved? Whatever that may be. As I have said in previous sermons during our communion season, seek out that sin and repent. Clean out that leaven. Humble yourself before the Lord, before others. Even if you must go to your friends and say, I have been a fool and have acted shamefully and sinfully before you. I have not represented my beloved faithfully to you. I repent. Let me declare to you my true love. Let me declare to you the love I have for Christ before you all. Grant me, O friends and family, to show you the beauty of His holiness, for He is much fairer than 10,000 others. Come, friends. Search for Him and see here the beloved Son of God. This should be you, brothers and sisters. You should be going to your friends and to your families, to the strangers and saying, look, I have found the fairest jewel. Look, I have found the pearl of great price. Come, take hold of Him. Will you seek then to bring others to search out Christ so that He can be their beloved? As a Christian, you are called to bring others to Christ. Let me ask you, when was the last time you shared Jesus Christ with one who does not know Him? If it has been a long time, why is that? Has your love towards Him waned, grown cold, that you do not exude a great love towards Him? That would have you speaking of Him constantly. Have you forgotten your first love? When you first met your spouse, were you so quiet about him or her as you now are of Christ? Do you remember how you speak about your future spouse when you first met him or her. Wives calling up your friends, giggling, talking about your boyfriend, fiance's attributes, how he is towards you, how he cares for you, how he's considerate, the funny things he does, how he eats his spaghetti. Do you recall that time? Husbands, do you recall that time when the mere touch of her finger sent goosebumps up and down your arms? Does Christ send goosebumps up and down your arms even now? Do you call up your friends and say, I am in love with Christ. Let me tell you about him. Let me tell you about my beloved, his attributes, what he has done for me. I am here to share him with you. For Christ is to be shared. Let us, brothers and sisters, return to that joy and exhilaration of love towards Christ so that others will see and say, may we too meet your beloved? I would like his love. For you see, I am lonely and broken. I have tried drugs, I have tried women, and nothing seems to comfort me. But you tell me your beloved comforts you. May I get to know him as you have. Tell me where can I find your beloved? See now that we too as brothers and sisters in Christ, one with another, should also see communion one with another as saints together in and with Christ. For we know the answer to the question here. Where is your beloved gone? We know where our beloved is. We know where he is. He has ascended up on high to the right hand of the Father, where he prays for us, mediates for us. He is seated at the right hand. That mere confession cost our brother Stephen his life. I see the heavens opened, and I see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the Father. And he has told us how to get a hold of him. By praying in his name, we can reach him. With boldness, we can enter into the most holy place and there have communion with him. And with the saints, is this your desire? The eunuch asked Philip, who is he speaking of? And Philip answered the eunuch, he is speaking of my beloved. Do you believe? Brothers and sisters, when was the last time someone asked you, who is the Son of man, the Son of David, the Son of God, where you are able to answer them? We come to verse 2. My beloved has gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens and to gather lilies. The bride knows where her beloved had gone. Here's her response. Her beloved had gone to where he always would go to spend that quiet time and to also go and to feed in the gardens. How many times did Christ our Lord, while he walked the earth, retire into gardens to pray? To be fed with prayer and also with fasting. How many times he invited his disciples to his garden of solitude and asked them to watch and pray alongside him. Yet they will fall asleep. Have you entered into the garden of your beloved to be with him, to watch and pray with him in his garden, to spend sweet communion with him there? Today we will be coming to the table to eat the bread and drink from the cup of blessing. Come to the table as one seeking his beloved or her beloved. Will you come with eager anticipation to sit at your beloved's table and to share in the humble yet glorious meal he has spread out before you? Our hearts should leap like gazelles at the mere thought that we are able to come to his table. Our stomach should flutter as a flock of butterflies with the mere thought of sitting with him at the table to partake of the covenant meal that he has given to us. Coming into his presence in a very real and spiritual manner. For my beloved is here, seated with us. We will pick up the bread that represents his body afflicted, torn, and broken for his bride to save his bride from her sins. When you pick it up, you will tear a piece off of that bread as a reminder that it was your sin, my sin, that caused his body to be so torn. When we tear that piece off the loaf and chew it, you will be handed a cup. Christ drank down the dregs of the cup of the Father's wrath. Yet this cup represents his blood that was spilled for you to wash you clean. And it will be a cup, not of wrath, but of blessing that you will drink. The cup of thanksgiving for all that he has done to procure your salvation. Paying off your debt of sin with his blood. We will come into his garden, brothers and sisters. And there you will dwell with your beloved, and you will enjoy his presence. See here in verse 2. There are descriptions here. You are the lilies. You are the bed of spices that he comes to nurture and water in his garden, to tend to care for. He comes into his garden to care for his precious ones, pruning them to cause them to grow more abundantly. We may not enjoy the pruning, but oh, our beloved is wise beyond us and knows how best to care for us. We are as precious spices in his garden. Full of value and precious is in his sight. Recall that our beloved has called us to be salt, the world. Spices that preserve, they give flavor. To spice up a world in corruption, to be cured, to point them to Christ, who alone can cure a world withering in sin. In his garden, he feeds with and among us in sweet communion and fellowship. Have you not tasted of that already in your walk with Christ? We come to verse 3. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. The bride tells her friends, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. Congregation, is this your confession of love? Are you unashamed to proclaim to friends and strangers alike your love for Christ, to say, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine? Or are you too proper and cultured to do this? Do you feel it inappropriate for our current cultural context to proclaim this confession of love to Christ? The bride was not ashamed. The bride is not ashamed here in the Song of Solomon to say, to describe her husband's beauty. To say, I am my beloved. My beloved is mine. Her heart beats as though her heart would just come flying through her chest. The bride said earlier in chapter 5, verse 8, I am sick of love. Not in the negative sense, but her love was so consuming, dominating her being. She said, I am falling in love. And all I can think of is my beloved. Is that you? This love for Christ is to be all-encompassing. You see, the bride will not cease from having a desire to be with her husband. Brothers and sisters, it may be that some of you may be struggling with assurance of your love towards him. Do not lose hope. Cleave to Christ regardless. Cleave to Christ. Be assured that your heart's struggles will be found as acceptable to your beloved. For you will not put out a smoking flax. He will not quench the smoldering fire, nor bruise a broken reed. If you struggle in your love, call upon his name to inflame that love towards him. To rekindle that love within you. Brothers and sisters, the Lord's Supper is for you. If this is your state, to rekindle that love. It's a means of grace to strengthen your faith, to build you up in Christ. So do not resist, but give in to the love, to the arms of your Savior, Jesus Christ. Give in to him. And if you continue to live in unrepentant sin, if you continue to serve the taskmaster of wickedness, then you need to repent and turn to Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Brothers and sisters, see your beloved. See Jesus Christ and embrace him. And do not be ashamed of proclaiming your love for him. Speak of him to your friends, to your families, to the stranger. Tell him that you are in love and his name is Jesus Christ. Let us stand and pray.